Business Growth Talks podcast is created and hosted by Mark Haywood. In this show, we talk about how to grow a business in the growth stage. The growth stage is often marked by rapid developments, increased revenue, and an escalating customer base. In each episode, we talk to entrepreneurs and business owners who have grown businesses, and we cover topics like scaling processes, market expansion, financial management, human resource and talent development, and customer retention. If you are looking for actionable advice, tips, and techniques on how to grow, run, and build your business, this is the podcast for you.
Hey everyone, Mark Hayward from the Business Growth Talks podcast and YouTube channel. If you are going to enjoy this episode, please do consider subscribing. Today, I saw an article today in the paper about Elon Musk and his money, his remuneration for Tesla. And it started making me think. I was reading through the article and I was starting to think, look, people like Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg get huge remuneration for what they do. But should they get that money? And so I'm going to talk today about the pros and cons of business leaders getting these huge payouts for running their business. And we're going to go from the pro argument, which is about the business side, the capitalism, they're rewarded, versus the cons, just giving you a counterpoint against the idea that people deserve to have the money equally set out. So let's get straight into it and let's talk about a subject which is going to divide everybody on this that's listening to this or watching this. There are going to be some on one camp and some on the other, but I'm going to try and give you a balanced view and then let you make the decision. So on the pro side, the argument is the leaders that we're talking about, people like Elon Musk, have worked their tails off to grow their business and create huge value. I mean, look at Elon Musk. He's a leader of Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, The Boring Company, and lots of other ventures. He is literally transforming the world. Shouldn't he be compensated for his visionary, game-changing leadership? These types of payouts can also help companies attract the best talent. And this is a really important point. If you want the best person to run your business, you have to give them the money that they expect and they are rewarded. So if you want to build this team that wants to drive huge growth and innovation, you got to be willing to pay these sort of rock stars like Elon Musk. It's simple supply and demand. If anyone did any economics as a child, you will know that if there's a demand for someone to grow a business, then you have to pay them. The most talented leaders are in high demand, so those companies have to pay for it. Right, let's just think about the cons. On the flip side, the critics would tell you that the huge dividends to the corporate elite are completely unethical, especially when you've got people working minimum wage jobs on council houses that are struggling to get by. How can you justify giving one person tens or even hundreds of millions when the workers who are actually doing the hard work in the Tesla factories are barely making ends meet? They'd argue that this money should be more evenly distributed across the entire workforce and the broader community. After all, it's the collective effort of everyone that generates those profits in the first place. Shouldn't the wealth be shared more broadly instead of being so concentrated at the top? Look, this is a really complicated issue we're talking about here. Reasonable people can disagree on where the line is when it comes to executive compensation. But what's clear is this debate is at the heart of some of the biggest questions around fairness, equality, and the role of business in society. Ultimately, it comes down to the values-based decisions for each company and its stakeholders. Do you prioritize rewarding the leaders you believe are truly transformative, like Elon Musk, even if it means widening the gap between the elite and the working class? Or do you take a more egalitarian approach, seeking to distribute the wealth more evenly? There are pros and cons to both sides of this debate. And it's far from over. But one thing is sure, the outcome is going to have major implications for the future of capitalism, the social contract between the people in the society, and the very nature of work and wealth distribution. So do not expect this to be resolved at all. My view on this is there's a kind of a middle way between the two. You need to be able to pay the Elon Musk of this world a very, very good salary, a high salary, because they are the best that they are. They are the best people that are able to be able to run those companies. Elon Musk is truly a visionary. You had Steve Jobs previously, people that are pushing the boundaries of technology, of society, of business. And these guys need to be paid. Now, should the workers in factories, in manufacturing, be paid minimum wage? Well, there's a lot of people that are struggling out there. That is a fact. Should they be given a bit more to be able to deal with inflation that's been skyrocketing all in Western Europe? Yeah, probably. They probably should be paid better. But my view is, there is a difference of quality and value that they're adding that Elon Musk is driving forward society, people, culture, business, technology. And the person who's involved in the Tesla manufacturing side is just doing a small component of that. So this might be controversial. People might not like the idea. And people might have the idea that everyone should be paid the same, which I don't believe, because it's all about value. It is all about what your value that you're adding. So if you're adding huge value, you should be paid for it. But those workers at the bottom, should they be paid a little bit more? Yeah, I think you could probably knock a zero off of Elon Musk's compensation and distribute it. So they are my views on it. Now, I'd love to hear what you think about in the comments below. Are you more on the side of Elon Musk adds huge value, or that everyone should be earning a similar wage? This is hopefully going to be something that is going to be talked about in politics, in society, in culture, in business, and in the technology market, because that's one area which there is huge divide between what people are being paid at the top and at the bottom. So I'd love to hear your comments. Please leave them down below. If you've enjoyed this very quick, this very interesting, I think, debate, then please do give it a thumbs up. Please do hit the subscribe button. We've been getting some really good value with the subscribers. So thank you so much for all of you new subscribers that have logged that. And lastly, hit the bell icon. Get yourself that you'll get notified every time I do a video. And thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure. And on to the next one.
Thank you for listening to Business Growth Talks. This podcast is released every Monday, so don't miss an episode by subscribing to all podcast platforms, including Apple and Spotify. Have a great day.